is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Welcome back to the CBS Broadcast Center from the west side of Manhattan, where the outside world has slowed to a crawl. The U.S. now has more than 4,500 reported coronavirus cases. The actual number may be much higher. At least 90 people have died. Correspondent Mola Lenghi.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced a coordinated social life shutdown, with theaters and gyms closed and restaurants and bars limited to takeout and delivery. Chef Eric Repair of New York's Le Bernardin restaurant says he is not able to pay his staff, but is committed to covering their health insurance through April.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is pitching Senate Republicans an $850 billion stimulus package. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We are done with containment. We're in mitigation. And mitigation with the economy means making sure people have what they need. You are not going to convince people to go out and spend, but we do have the ability to make this period much better for those who are impacted most.
A half an hour before the opening bell, Dow futures are up 277. Several cruise ships are still looking for places to dock. Live to correspondent Vicki Barker.
An estimated 90,000 passengers are stranded at sea by the coronavirus as more and more ports close to new arrivals. In Chile, protests broke out after locals heard one of two offshore cruise ships was headed there despite that port's ban. But ordeal over for all passengers, and more than half the crew members from that Princess cruise ship refused disembarkation at Oakland, California. It's now disembarked at a remote San Francisco dock. Deborah?
There are primaries in three states today, including Florida.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Ohio's primary has been postponed, but Democrats are voting in Arizona, Illinois, and here in Florida. Both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have been advertising heavily here, but Biden is expected to win big, thanks in part to the huge numbers of older voters. Sanders is not well-liked in Florida, much of that due to his praise of Castro's Cuba.
Forget the mint tuleps this year. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
Officials from historic Churchill Downs in Louisville are expected to announce today that the 146th running of the Kentucky Derby will be postponed until September because of coronavirus.
This just in, Tom Brady says he's leaving the New England Patriots. The legendary quarterback is a free agent now. He doesn't say whether he'll play for another team, but he is thanking coaches and fans for the happiest 20 years of his life. Reports say he's being heavily wooed by Tampa Bay. This is CBS News. Cold brew isn't just for breakfast anymore.
Coffee culture is getting new boozy options, so if you ever enjoyed Java-based liquors like Kahlua, you might want to try a frosty glass of Jameson Cold Brew, a fresh option from the well-known brand. If that doesn't perk up your senses, try a shot of Jägermeister's Cold Brew Coffee, perfect to make that new it bar drink, espresso martinis. Maria Garcia, CBS News.
If you're hunkered down at home, there's no reason to live without art. Galleries around the world are offering online viewing rooms. Art Basel Hong Kong has canceled its fair, but it'll present more than 2,000 works worth an estimated $270 million online. The Jack Shainman Gallery in New York City has digital walkthroughs, and some galleries and auction houses are doing booming sales by posting images on Instagram. Still, some say online viewing rooms can't replace the firsthand experience of encountering a great work. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.